So all Israel was enrolled in genealogies, and behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. And Judah was taken into exile to Babylon for their infidelity. Now the first inhabitants who lived on their own property in their cities were people of Israel, including the priests, the Levites, and the temple servants. Some of the sons of Judah, some of the sons of Benjamin, and some of the sons of Ephraim and Manasseh lived in Jerusalem. Uttai, the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, from the sons of Perez, the son of Judah. From the Shilonites were Asaiah, the firstborn and his sons. From the sons of Zerah were Jeuel and their relatives, 690 of them. From the sons of Benjamin were Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanuah, and Ibnaiah, the son of Jeroham, and Elah, the son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshulam, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Ruel, the son of Ibniah, and their relatives, according to their generations, 956. All these men were heads of fathers' households, according to their fathers' houses. From the priests were Jediah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, and Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, Meriah, the son of Ahitub, the chief officer of the house of God, and Adiah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchiah, and Masai, the son of Adil, the son of Jasara, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshilamith, the son of Immer. And their relatives, heads of their father's households, 1,760 competent men for the work of the service of the house of God. Of the Levites, there were Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari. And Bakbukahish, and Galah, and Mataniah, the son of Mika, the son of Zikri, the son of Aslath, and Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Gala, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of
of the Lazar was supervisor over them previously, and the Lord was with him.
Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was gatekeeper of the entrance of the tent of meeting. Those who were chosen to be gatekeepers at the threshold were 212 in all. They were registered by genealogy in their settlement. Those whom David and Samuel, the seer, appointed in their official capacity. So they and their sons were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, the house of the tent, and their divisions of
and their settlements were to come in every 7 days from time to time to be with them for the four chief gatekeepers who were Levites served in an official capacity and were in charge of the chambers and in charge of the treasuries in the house of God. Spent the night around the house of God because the watch was committed to them, and they were in charge of opening it morning by morning. Now some of them were in charge of the utensils of the service, for they counted them when they brought them in and when they took them out. Some of them also were appointed over the furniture and over all the utensils of the sanctuary and over the finely milled flour, the wine, the olive oil, the frankincense, and the balsam oil. Some of the sons of the priests prepared the mixing of the balsam oil. Matidia, prepare it every Sabbath.
His firstborn son was Abdon. Then Zor, Kishbal, Nernadab. Gedor Ahayo Zechariah and Mikloth father Chimim, and they also lived with their relatives in Jerusalem opposite their other relatives. Their father Kish, Kish fathered Saul, Saul fathered Jonathan, Malkishua, Abinadab, and Ishbal. The son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal fathered Micah. The sons of Micah were Pitom, Melech, Tahreh, and Ahaz. Ahaz fathered Jarah, Jarah fathered Alameh, Asmaveth, and Zimri, and Zimri sons whose names were these: Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheriah, Abadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.